हाँ मैम, गुड इवनिंग।
नहीं, यू द फर्स्ट टू अराइव।
ओके,
You want to start or do you want to wait?
well, I guess we can start. They usually come on.
Okay. We'll start with a Lashem Yichud, and then we're reading from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. From Parasha Lech Lecha, Pasuk 304. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichui, Ishkinte Bidchilu, Urchimu Udchilu, Udchilu Urchilu, Liakta L'shem Yudhe Bavate, Yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino Amadunai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konaneihu. Verse 304. Ishmeru Lahachriz Li B'moado B'moado Mai Haway Itema B'kol Yoma B'boker V'arev My who be moado, ela moado, Bishalta behahu, zina rawa, Re'u deishtachach, be'ela, Be'targa, yediya, vialda, yetiv be moado. Good evening, Malka. About to read the translation on verse 304 from section 28.
Okay.
So the translation of verse 304. Of the verse, shall you observe to offer to me in there, literally, its due season? He asks, what is meant by due season? If you say that the meaning is to offer a sacrifice every day, morning and evening, why then is it called its due season? And he replies, its due season applies to the desire that rules at that certain moment, namely the moment of the sacrifice. This is the desire that prevails above in that certain grade, which is the nukvah. And as for this, it is written, its due season. With my commentary, with Rabbi Ashlag's comments, the pasuk is clear as written. It is explaining a code word. Questions, comments, thoughts?
No, that's what I was going to say. We have another code word. In due season was a code for to offer sacrifices. And I guess because of the morning and the evening sacrifices that had to do with also due season, it still applies to the sacrifice. But it looks like the desire plays a big part.
Are you familiar with that there is a certain time of the day to say the Shema Yisrael and certain times of the day to say the Amidah?
Right. After you taught me that 1 minute prayer, well, I always found it hard to do the Amidah. It's getting a little bit easier, but time-wise, only because it's summertime and Tony leaves, doesn't leave. So he sleeps late, but gives me from 5 o'clock in the morning when I get up.
Right.
And it gets daylight early now, so that makes it a little bit easier than during the school year. But when, in fact, I think it was in Shalek Lakab, that you gave me the, what I call the one-minute prayer that we do right after noon, after 12 noon. And I find
I'm not
that
sure
I do that. It's the one that has to do with each one of the tribes and...
Did I teach it to you or somebody else?
No, I think you gave it to me. I think you had just discovered it. And I don't know that you just discovered it, but I felt like you were excited about it and you told me about it. And you must have sent it to me because I have it.
But I didn't do a class on it, correct?
No. No. But it's here. When I went through my Chilequacom folder yesterday, I see I included a copy there. You know, sometimes I make several copies of things. I put one in my prayer notebook. I put one in my Shador. It just depends on how my day goes. Like today, just I had to go to the hospital and bring my report, my diary that I had to keep for 3 days after the Bravo test, and then patio people came and finished doing the patio. So, I mean, the day just went, and I didn't get to do any reading or anything. So then I had a friend that called me from Virginia, and we don't talk, but maybe every 6 months, and she had the day off, and she called. So I find my day is interrupted. It's not just today, it's all the time. And so I just find I go through my prayer notebook, and that's one of the ones that for a while I did almost every day. But I'm trying to get back into the Siddur again, mainly because of the Psalm 57 and 67 and the incense offering.
I'm not sure what you're referring to as the 1 minute prayer. So one of those
okay,
days.
Okay, well, when someone else talks, I'll find it.
Malka, did you have any comments or thoughts?
How is due season? Is that spelled like we spell it D-U-E, or is it another spelling?
On which word?
Due season?
It's spelled D-U-E in English.
Okay,
here it is. Daily meditation, as close to noon as possible and close to sunset as possible. Whenever we see the names of the tribes, we have the opportunity to control the astrological influence to which each tribe is connected. It is recommended to stop at each name, meditate the two letters of each of the various Hebrew months in order to receive this aspect of healing for yourself and the world. Remember, each tribe has a particular part of the body to which it connects. It is good to learn these connections from the Sefer Yetzirah and thereby utilize these connections along with the letters. Here they are. And then each tribe is listed. What's the body part? What's the letters for the month? You know, like Reuben, Sight, Het and Tav, Tammuz, Sarkon, Crab, Cancer, right hand, Hashem's names. Permutation, and it has the permutation for that month of Tammuz.
Understood.
And then
the 1 minute prayer, as you're calling it, is supposed to be done within the Anavakoach, because the letters of the month is the same letters that are connected to the tribes. So it's just adding the consciousness of the tribes and all the personality traits associated with the tribes and the parts of the body that are associated. All of that's from the Sefer Yetzirah. So I understand what you're saying.
Okay, that may be when you shared it with me, because I took 15 lessons with the Sefer Yetzirah, and it probably during that time. And I remember asking you a question about what did the body parts, what did that mean for each month? And I think you told me that that particular month or that body part was conducive to healing part of the body. I think
which would have been Libra, which would have been the Osnayim. Yeah. I understand you reminded me what I had said and what was to be done. I just had associated it with the Anabakoa. But returning to this verse.
Okay.
Unless you want, if you have a question, you want to continue, we can.
No, but I see one of the titles for this parsha is called The Name at Midnight. I have that written at the top with a star, so that must mean an important note for me. Because, you know, you give us so much, I know, it's hard to keep it all together sometimes.
Yes.
But I feel we keep coming back to it, so... And I guess all the years of going to school and going to college and taking classes forever, a perpetual student, I was used to a handout and notes. I'm still in that phase of my life where I like a handout and I like notes and I like to save them and then reread. And then if there's a topic to study, then you go to that topic, you know, so...
Understand. The returning to focus attention on the pasuk itself, the concept of due season, which is what it's really discussing, and it's saying that the code word due season is... Whenever you say a particular blessing or a particular prayer, you are dealing with the astrological influences associated with from the tribe and the body part and the letters of the astrological sign. All of that is built into this code word, due season. And as we learn in the Sefer Yetzirah, every 2 hours during the day, six times during the day, six times at night, every 2 hours of the 24-hour period, the astrological influences change. So if you do a particular prayer at a particular day, at a particular time, you are being influenced and you are influencing the information that Anna is discussing. And that whole idea is what the code word due season refers to. So when you get up in the morning, some people will get up early, some people will get up late. Depending on the time of day that you make the connection, to the Shema Yisrael or to the morning blessings. It changes the influence of the astrological signs upon you. That's what the verse is really telling us. But it's complicated. Because not only in the two-hour period, every 2 hours it changes, but every minute it changes. And every second of every minute it changes. These cycles repeat themselves based on time. Remember, we have the four categories, or the five categories, of what is a righteous action. Doing the right thing at the right time in the right place with the right action and the right kavanah. And what that relates to is the astrological influences. That's what we are being told with this code word, due season. Does anybody have any comments they want to make or questions they want to explore? Or should I go on to the next verse?
Well, I think the planet, the planet, the world we live in, the whole universe basically is on an axle and it's constantly turning. So I can see that every second of day, it changes.
And that applies to the whole world. So that means all over the world, people in different areas are carrying the prayers throughout the whole 24-hour cycle.
Right,
you know, it's
right.
As the Earth spins on its axis and the time changes. I mean, we may be sleeping, but right now in Israel, they're awake, so they may be doing morning prayers, you know. And so throughout the day, prayer is going through.
That reminds me of Angelica.
One at a time. Go ahead, Martha. I think Hannah's finished.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the angelic angels that are constantly kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. And the throne of glory. Yeah, they never stop. So that kind of reminds me of the earth rotating as well. Like prayer never stops because of the different time zones that we live in. That, you know, what happens below happens above, or what happens above happens below. You know, repeating itself. So it's kind of like the angelic angels prayers all the time.
Well, please remember that there are angelic angels who are praying all the time, but the same angel doesn't pray all the time. Each angel, each species of angel has different people praying at different times, just as we do in the earth from the spinning on its axis. So that it's morning in one part of the world, it's evening in another part of the world, it's midnight in the third part of the world. And all of these times, there are different prayers and different connections to make. And not everybody makes them, but there's at least one person making the connection at every second.
Right.
And is that the angel that carries the prayer to Jerusalem?
Well, the prayers that are given in the exile are transferred to heaven in a different manner than the prayers that are given in Israel. So when you say a prayer in the exile, it has to first go into Israel, and then it's combined with all of the prayers of all of the other minions, and then it's elevated to heaven where it's repeated to Hashem. But if you're in Israel, as the old joke says, it's a local call. The prayers in Jerusalem, the prayers in Israel, go to Jerusalem, to the Holy of Holies location, to Zion, and they're elevated to Hashem. So, you know, all of the mechanisms are in place, and we have studied all of the mechanisms. Doesn't mean we understand them. It doesn't mean we utilize them. It doesn't mean we're aware of them on a conscious level. But in time, the more often you study each aspect, the more you'll be able to integrate it into your essence, which is what the meaning of La'asok BaTorah is, being busy with the Torah. So that you include the Kavanah in the angel that you create when you say a blessing. And that gets sent to another angel whose job it is to elevate it to the upper world. So normally we don't, you know, we mention it, but we don't take the time to really explain it.
So we weren't fortunate enough to be able to be in an Orthodox setting, you know, to be able to pray from the Siddur, because our Reformed prayer books are very, very watered down. There are more readings that I feel like appeal to the emotions. I mean, they're nice, but it's not the same. You know, you're not going to find the incense offering. You're not going to find the Avakulak and, you know, those are the prayers that are within, say, the Art Scroll Siddur or another, even conservative or Orthodox Siddur. So that's probably one of the things that we're in the weakest in. And I find myself going from the Siddur for a while and then moving back to what I just referred to as the one minute prayer, but I might be doing something that's not correct, but the first letter of the 72 names, I feel like if let's say that I look up and I see that it's past time to say the nighttime Shema. So I just go into meditation with that first 72 name and picture back in time to where it was, and then I say the Shema. And I don't, maybe I shouldn't do that.
No, you should do that.
Okay.
But you need to understand that if you understand the mechanism of what the mind over matter tool does, then you are changing it back, or you're positioning yourself in that second. You're positioning yourself in the location where the same astrological influence was available at the appropriate time to say the nighttime Shema. You move yourself to the location where that astrological influence is in place. But not most people, even when I mention the time, and I mentioned, the location. Don't think in terms of a realistic mind over matter tool. But in time, as you develop the strength of the tool, you will find it to be effective. And the idea that you're not as effective praying in a Reformed synagogue is also an illusion, because you're not utilizing the tool properly. But it doesn't mean you should stop using it, because it takes time to develop the mind to be able to utilize it properly. One of my roommates over the years, he arrived at the following conclusion. The halakha says you need to do the Shema in the morning at a certain time and the Shema in the evening at a certain time, and you have to do the nighttime Shema, preferably before midnight, but if you miss that, then you skip certain parts. All of these halakhot, all of these recommendations, which are relating to the right action at the right time in the right location with the right kavanah, all of the five right things, although I only mentioned four. The question is, what my roommate would say is, I need to do it at these times. I need to follow the halakha. But I know when I'm in the minyan with Rabbi Berg, he doesn't follow it because he's able to utilize and bring all of us in the minyan with him to where he is going to say it, do it in the right location at the right time. So I need to do it properly. He doesn't. Now, my opinion is that you're practicing. And as long as you're practicing, Hashem, in his mercy, accepts the practice as actual. Because eventually you will do it at the right time in the right location. You will bring yourself back to that location with that astrological influence. And that's the way I operate. So, Hannah, you should do it. You should meditate that way. You should use the tool, Vav Hey Vav, to transform yourself back to where you, the time and the place that you need to be at. And it's not like you need to do it in the mechanical way, because it's done on your unconscious mind in the mechanical method, the mechanical way.
Well, I downloaded an app that has all the blessings, but it also has the bedtime Shema. It doesn't have the prayer about the four deaths, and it doesn't have the Anabakoach, but it does have, it is the lengthy one. And so with it being on my phone, I'm finding that easier to be able to say the bedtime Shema.
I understand.
And then this is sort of the opposite way, but I have a friend who has dementia. And she called me a couple of days ago, crying because she's getting to where she can't remember the hand washing blessing and even the bread blessing. And I said, look, don't worry about it. Just tell him thank you. And just tell him that you're washing your hands because you know it makes him glad. And she quit crying. So I guess it's kind of the same advice.
It's always relative to the souls involved. say it.
She said, yes, I think he knows English. I said, well, okay.
People do the best that they can. And it's all good. So, we are out of time, as I mentioned. So, our class tonight is questions and answers at the 7 o'clock class, West Coast time. And tomorrow we will have the two classes, the Deeper Zohar class at 4:30 and the regular Zohar class at 7 o'clock. So I hope you'll come tonight with some questions. I wish you all a Shalom Gadol.
Shalom Gadol, thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Amen, everybody.